When I studied English in Korea, it was so hard to remember all words and vocabulary and expressions because English is totally different language to me. I'm a very good at Korean speaking and Korean listening, but English is totally different one. Even the alphabet, A, B, C, D, we don't have that kinds of alphabet in Korea. So I had to learn from the alphabet when I got into middle school. So it was so difficult to remember all the words of English, and still I'm struggling with those kind of stuff because there are a bunch of new words. You know, I'm using my iPhone the dictionary many times when I read something because I got to know the right definition of the word. But there's some way that I remember some English words. For example, when I study like worship, I thought like worship is like worth something, worth thing. So because it's a worship is like, we worship God, so it should be worth, W-O-R-H-T-H. So I remember like our worship is like worth thing. Another one is like businessman. Businessman is like, it's totally a different one in Korea, but businessman sounds like busy person. That's why I thought like, oh, businessman, okay. So businessman is like a person who are very busy for doing something. That's why I just try to make some connection in word by word to get to know what does it mean. Still, I'm struggling with those kind of stuff, but today I'm going to talk about the busyness. Okay, not business, the busy. B-U-S-Y and ness. Busyness. Nowadays, many people think that busyness is kind of a good virtue of the people. If someone is busy doing work, people think the person is a very successful person. If people are busy doing their job, we think that, oh, he's got a good job and he's a really good, successful person like that. So that's why people try to be busy doing something, to feel better, to feel like a worth person, valuable person. Simply thinking, if someone is busy, he or she has more responsibility to many things. That means he or she is an important person, then he or she is a successful person. So busy is like good stuff, good way, in the virtue of human beings nowadays. So successful person should be busy. And if someone is not busy, he or she is not a successful person. That's kind of a general thought nowadays in our society. Well, I want to challenge to this thought today because the purpose of God's creation is not to make us busy at all. The scripture today we read presents us the glimpse of the purpose of God's creation. I'd like to highlight some sentences of verse today. It was very good, God says, it was very good, and he, God, rested from all his work, and God made seventh day holy. We can see the purpose of God's creation from these verses. Goodness, it was so good, goodness and rest. He took a rest right after creation, and he made seventh day holy. So we can see the holiness in the purpose of God's creation. The Bible says God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Not just simply good, but very good. Very good. Very good. This goodness is not caused by any functions or roles, but as it is just very good without any functional, function or any role. It is just good. And it is about genuine goodness without any reasons. Well, in order to understand the genuine goodness, it's because it's really hard concept to understand the genuine goodness. But in order to understand the genuine goodness, we can think of our babies. I have two boys over there. When my kids were babies, little, just tiny infant babies, they were so lovely and adorable. Well, they are still lovely and adorable, but it is not like when they were a little baby, You know what I mean? I still love you guys, okay? What they did when they were like baby, what they did was not anything good to me and to my wife functionally. No, they didn't do anything good to me functionally, you know? They just, what, ate? They just eat and slept and poop. And also they just cry out in the middle of night, so mostly my wife couldn't get enough sleep. Well, hi Peyton, where's Peyton? I love Peyton, she's so adorable, yeah. But functionally, what she's doing is eat, sleep, poop, and cry, right? Again, functionally speaking, they were not good to us at all, my kids. However, they were so lovely and adorable. Nothing can compare with them, right? Why? What is the reason that I and my wife love our babies so much? Why? Because they are my babies, right? There is no other reason. They are my babies. Pooping, no problem, okay? Even, yeah, you see? Even the pooping is no problem. You know what the problem is? The color of the poop. Oh, what's the color of the poop? Oh my God, it's normal. That's the problem to us, right? But the color is like yellow and gold. Oh my God, it's so great, right? They are so lovely, they are so adorable because they are my baby, right? Hi, Peyton. Peyton is so great. She's just a baby, right? Just baby. Nothing can compare with them because they are my babies. Their function, their roles were not an issue at all. But their existence itself is so meaningful. It is so good. It is so good. That is genuine goodness. But, you know, parents, we have to repent many times because our babies grew up like 10 years old or 15 years old. We focus on their function, their role, right? Hey, do you good? Are you good at study? Are you good at school? You know, we are just focusing on the function, their role. But no, we have to recover, restore the genuine goodness from our kids. Actually, it doesn't matter about their roles, their functions, but their existence is good. And it is so good. And that is genuine goodness. But you know what? The conditional goodness, you know, if we say, oh, it is good because it works properly, it works well, it is good. That means that goodness is a conditional because it works well. I like this microphone. This microphone is good because it works functionally good. Right? That is conditional goodness. But we have to see the genuine goodness because of its existence. God was so pleased because of his creation. Genuine goodness is one of the purposes of God's creation, which means we are all good, so good to God. Not because we are doing something good, but because we are in God's creation. Each of you, everyone here, there is no exception. We are all so good in God because God created us. No matter what function you are, no matter what roles you have, it doesn't matter. But God said, it is so good. It is so good. It is so good. Sean Frisbee, it is so good to see you. Not because he's doing good to me, no. But because of the genuine goodness, God said, wow. Sean, it is so good to see you. It is so good to see you. Genuine goodness is one of the purposes of God's creation. In the God's creation, we have to see genuine goodness, you know? Dale and I, we just fought and we just disagreed anything and, you know, he's not my style. Well, conditionally, I have a goodness, a conditional goodness, right? But what we have to recover and restore is to find the genuine goodness. Even though he's not my style, I see it is so good to see you because you are in God's creation. That's the purpose of God's creation. We didn't fight, okay? Don't misunderstand me. We look at the people good when they work good. So we say, hey, you are good. You are good at something. You are good at music. You are good at some relationship. You are good at business. You are good at some ministry. You're good. You're good. However, real goodness is coming from the existence itself, not from the function. So we can say you are good because of who you are. Peyton, you are so great. You are so lovely because of who you are. Even she's pooping and she's eating, she's sleeping and she's crying. But she's so adorable because she is created by God's creations, God's purpose of creation. So it is so good. It is so good. In God's creation, we need to restore that genuine goodness one another. Because of genuine goodness in God's creation, we can take a rest. I will take a rest, and I hope that you also take a rest. My off day is a Friday. I don't work 7 days a week. No, my off day is a Friday. There are few people, very few people saying, how could pastors take a rest? They say, hey, Satan doesn't take a rest. Satan seduces us without stopping. So pastors should be awakened always to prevent Satan's attack. Well, I don't like to follow what Satan does, but I would like to follow what God does, taking a rest. Taking a rest is an acknowledgement of God. You know, God took a rest right after creation, which means the first thing God did after creation was to take a rest, a day, a whole day. And God set apart that day he took a rest as holy. He said holy. Not working day is holy, but taking a day off, that's holy. From Monday to Friday or Saturday, if we work hard, okay, you can work hard, but that's not holy according to the Bible. Bible say taking a day whole off, that is holy. 7 days holy. Maybe that's why we named holiday. We don't go to work, we say holiday, right? But really, God said holy days, a day we should take off, take a rest. You know, God's creation, the purpose of God's creation is to take a rest, doing nothing. Well, it sounds easy, right? It sounds easy, but it is not easy because we are not familiar with doing nothing. We are not, you know, we don't get any, you know, take a rest fully, whole day. We just do something, like even the off day, what do? Gardening work and car repair work, you know, there are many works going around. But taking a rest is not easy because we are not familiar with that. Well, there's another glimpse that to see doing nothing but enjoying the time with God. Last year, I went to Niagara Falls in Canada, in a big fall, right? Niagara Falls, with my family and with the family of my sister-in-law, because my family of sister-in-law visited us last summer. And last year, we went there, and I thought, you know, it would be a just good and big and wide fall, waterfall, you know. I will go because, you know, my family and my family of my sister-in-law come here, so we can go, we can take a trip. So I went to the Niagara Fall and just thought that, like, it's gonna be nothing special, just a big, big water falling down. So I went there. But when I look at with my real eyes, I was, wow. Wow, it is not only the big, big, big waterfall. It was so great. I spent my time in the fall, and it was like just enjoying and just looking at the fall and took a deep breath because Niagara Fall took my breath away. So I didn't do anything but just looking at the fall and enjoyed it. The brothers and sisters, I'm talking about taking a rest, taking a rest. We should be people knowing how to take a rest in the splendor of God's creation. It is easy to imagine you are babies too, right? You know, when my kids were baby, like just lying down and eating and pooping, whatever they do. What I did and what my wife did mostly is like looking them, right? Enjoy my time being with them, right? There's nothing but enjoy taking a rest and happy. Taking a rest in God is like that. You know, we don't need to be busy because that's not the purpose of God's creation. God asks us to take a rest. Yes, we may have some conflicts. We may have some difficulties. We may have some depressions, and we may have disappointment and discouragement. But in the midst of these all kinds of hurricane, not just only Hurricane Irma, not Hurricane Harvey in Texas, but we got all hurricanes in our lives, right? In the midst of the hurricanes, like conflict hurricanes, misunderstanding hurricanes, and uncomfortable hurricanes, we are in the midst of these kinds of hurricanes. What we can do is we can say, wow, it is so good in the genuine goodness, and we should know how to take rest in God. Well, last Monday, it was a Labor Day, but I felt that I need to come to church to pray to God because many things happen around me and many things happen in our church, you know. I really need a wisdom from God. So I came to the church just right before the lunch time. And my wife was in the school and she's studying actually. I came by myself here. There was no one in the church. It's Labor Day. There's no one in the church but me and three persons, God, Son, and Holy Spirit. I spent my time with God, and I talked to God. God, I don't understand why this thing happened. I don't understand any conflict here. I don't understand what's going on around this church. I don't know what to do for my ministry. I don't know. You know, I just prayed to God. I spent my time. I was in the midst of hurricane and tornado. You know what God said to me? God said, hey, Eugene, a couple of weeks ago, you preach. The head of church is a Christ. You're acting like you are the head of church. Oh, my God. Oh, I repent myself. Yes, you are the head of the church. And he comforted me, and he gave me confidence. Even though I don't know what to do, but I'm not worried about it because he gave me a confidence. I am handling. I am walking on it. It is my ministry. It is my church, not your church. It is my ministry, not your ministry. It is my church, not your church. Just what you have to do is what? Find out the genuine goodness from the people here. And take a rest in me, and you will see I am your God. You know, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, many times we are in the midst of the hurricane in our lives. Many times we have conflict in our lives. Can you overcome all the hurricanes, all the conflict? Look at the Florida. What they do is just escape, right? For the safety. That's the best they can do, right? In a hurricane, do you overcome all hurricanes, all tornadoes in your life? No way. No way. But you know what? If we find out the real purpose of God's creation, we can see a genuine goodness, and we can take rest in God. So right after I spent my time on Monday, I felt like free, because God is God, and God is head of the church. God is my master. God is my father. You know, what I have to do is just focus on God, stay with God, to be witness of what God is doing in my life, of what God's doing in our church. That's really what God wants us to be and wants us to do. In the purpose of God's creation, we should know how to take a rest. I know you are in the situation. Maybe you might have a financial situations, health situations, relationship situations, you name it. Everybody has a situation, right? But in the midst of all these kinds of hurricane, what God wants us to do is to take a rest in God. To take rest in God. It is so good, I'm going to take a rest. And then God said, it is what? Holy. It is holy. My dear brothers and sisters, I have many missionary friends. I was a missionary, that's why I have a friend, a missionary, in the mission field. Whenever I have a chance to talk to them, I talk to them about sabbatical. Hey, why don't you take a sabbatical? Oh, you've been there for 4 years? Why don't you take a 6-month sabbatical? You've been there for 7 years? 1 year sabbatical. Take a year sabbatical. And most of the missionaries say, well, Eugene, I cannot take a sabbatical because I am operating the hospital there. I'm operating the school. I'm operating orphanage there. You know, if I take sabbatical from 1 year from that area, how could it be possible to operate in those kind of a hospital, school, and orphanage? You know what? There are so many misunderstandings. Taking a rest, taking a sabbatical, is to acknowledge who God is. Because it is not my mission, it is God's mission. I just take aside my position from my mission field and see how God works in that area. Same to us, my dear brothers and sisters, same to us. You have many things to do in your life, right? Yeah, I know that. You have many issues. You have children's issues. You have family issues. You have business issues. You have job issues. Many issues there, right? Can you handle them by yourself every time? No. You know what God asks is, take back. No, I cannot take it back. This because this is urgent. It's not urgent in God. If we acknowledge God's time, if we acknowledge what God's plan is, we can take away from the situations. That's what I got on Monday when I prayed to God. Conflict, there can be a conflict, but don't worry about it. We cannot solve our conflict by ourselves, but only God can do it. The purpose of God's creation, God asks us, hey, Eugene, hey, Dale, hey, Sean, hey, Jen, relax. You have genuine goodness in you because I made you. You are so precious. You are so valuable. Don't worry about your function. Don't worry about your role. But take a rest in me. I'm your God. That is the purpose of God's creation to us. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to find a genuine goodness in your life and in your relationship with others by God's grace. We don't need to be a task-oriented person. No. We should be relationship-oriented person in the relationship with God and with others. If I were a task-oriented person, my relationship with God would be also a task-centered relationship. God said, Eugene, you do. God, Eugene, you do. I do. I made a mistake. God said, oh, you made a big mistake. You are not good. No. That's a task-oriented relationship between God and me. But no, I don't have that kind of relationship. My relationship with God and me is like father and the son. Like me and my little tiny infant baby. No matter what their function is, I just care for their poop color, not pooping itself. I just care about their well-beingness, right? Not their function. My dear brothers and sisters, that is what God wants us to have in our relationship, in the finding the genuine goodness to one another. One of God's wills for us is to restore the purpose of God's creation, finding genuine goodness from other people and taking a rest in God. God doesn't want us to be busy always, but God says, that's okay, that's fine. Just come and relax. Enjoy what I made. It is so good. I know you are sick. I know you have to go through all the chemotherapy. I know you got weakened and weakened. I know you should go through the surgery, but it's okay. No matter what happened, you are so great. It is so good. Take a rest in me. I am your God. That is the purpose of God's creation. That's what God wants us to restore in our lives. One of the God's will for us. Restore genuine goodness in God. Then we may see how to take a real good rest in God. I decide to take a rest in God, and I want you to take a rest in God as well. May God help us to restore the purpose of God's creation in our lives. Amen.